Welcome to Deeply Rooted, a web series on mindset. My name is Tony Wisdom, aka Tony Gaines. I've spent over 20 years in the music business as a producer, engineer, label owner, and executive. This show is dedicated to changing the narrative on success. I reached out to the most successful people I know. I want to know what drives them, their greatest mistakes, their best advice, their secrets to success, and how all of that has shaped who they are today. Take a journey with us.
What's going on, everybody? Season 4, it's amazing that we got to this point so far. We're shaping up to have our best season yet. Started to reach outside of the local circle and, you know, start reaching out to some more powerful, more diverse people. This first guest, you know, I don't know how many of you are on Clubhouse, right? I found Clubhouse early this year, and I just stumbled into a room that was ran by our guest, AJ, his mother, and his father. And it's all about the power of love, focus, belief, mindset, giving unconditionally. And from the first time I went into the room, you know, their message and their mission resonated with me deeply. And they're actually the reason, you know, that I just jumped in and started this Deeply Rooted thing right now. You guys know I didn't know what I was doing at first. And I didn't care. We've had some really powerful conversations, and, you know, this guy is part of the reason for that, you know. And I join them every morning, and we have now become family, and there's an extended family that I have of people that I've never seen face to face, but people that I love and that I consider family, and this is one of them. So without further ado, let me bring on my brother, AJ Gupta.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How are you, sir?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing amazing as well, man. I've been really looking forward to this.
Me too. Your introduction moved me to tears, my friend. It's I'm very grateful to be here and so excited. I've been texting you, like, you know, today or yesterday. I'm just, you know, really, really excited for the show today.
Well, me too, man. And I hope your parents had a wonderful anniversary. I know you guys did it big, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't actually, it wasn't that big. We just, you know, we just chilled during the day. We played cards. We went out to a dinner with some cousins of ours. And, you know, we like to just, as long as we're all together, that's the most important thing. So, it you know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. A lot of people, you know, end up doing these crazy fancy parties and travel things for anniversaries. But, you know, when you're present and everybody's present and you're just present to the love, it can be even more fulfilling than going somewhere, you know, to celebrate it.
Absolutely. That's lovely, man. Well, I'm definitely sending all my love. So briefly, AJ, before we get into it, can you give me a little of your background?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So where do I start? My very first, so I got dragged into a personal development event when I was 9 years old. We were living in London at the time, and my parents took me and my younger sister to an Anthony Robbins event. And if anybody's been to a Tony Robbins event, on day one, he has you walk across fire. And, you know, on day one, I walked across 2,000 degree coals barefoot. Oh, wow. It was 12 feet. Yeah. And I was 9 years old. And I remember standing before the fire and I said to myself, you know, we have these voices inside of our heads, right? And if you're out there listening and you say, I don't know what voice you're talking about, that's the voice I'm telling you, right? That's the voice. We all have them. And the voices that were going through my head back then were, okay, I'm not good enough. I'm too short. I'm too fat to walk across. I'm going to die walking across. If I do this, I'm going to, all these beliefs. And then, and the moment I actually stepped into courage and I walked across, I remember saying to myself, if I could do that, what else could I do? right? Many of you in this listening, you know, you've been through your own fires in your life, right? We've all been through fires, but if you know you've been through that, what else could you do? And it's all mindset. And so my personal development journey started then, but it wasn't until 15 years old was when the direction of my life completely changed. Okay. And one quote changed the entire direction of my life, and that was "The secret to living is giving." And I remember hearing that, "The secret to living is giving." And the next thing Tony Robbins said, he said, "If you don't give and grow, we die." Not physically, but mentally and emotionally. And I started saying to myself, if I don't give and grow, if I don't give and grow, if I don't give and grow, I'm going to die. And that's what I started to do. And since then, I've had the privilege of working with Tony Robbins. I did over 1,000 workshops and talks for Tony Robbins, traveled all around the world. I've been blessed to be able to meet some of the most famous, you know, people in the world. And not to be on my chest, but it really comes like, you know, being able to create that for myself and being around like-minded individuals, it becomes addicting because those individuals love to grow and create a massive difference as well. So that's a little bit about my journey, brother.
That's awesome. And currently you're doing coaching, mindset coaching?
Yeah, absolutely. So in addition to speaking and training, I do coaching. I love coaching. I help people find out where they are, where they want to get to, and help get them there a lot quicker with a lot more joy by removing those obstacles, by removing the pain, by removing all the things that really stop you from getting what you want in your life. Because I know when you become the best version of you, your family will be taken care of, your business will be taken care of, your health will be taken care of, absolutely. Right? Because we take us everywhere.
Yeah. That's so great. And then one more thing before we get into the interview. I know you have some amazing things going on in India. Can you tell me about that? And is there a way that people can get involved with that?
Yeah, there's quite a few projects that we work with in India. So if you reach out to me on Instagram and just put, you know, send me a message saying India, I can let you know where we can help you. But, you know, I'm involved. I'm on the board of a couple charities there from providing, you know, healthcare to the elderly that have been abandoned on the side of the streets, all the way down to, you know, kids in the slums of India whose parents earn less than $1 a day, and providing them education, providing them clothes, providing them food and water. And then we also have another program in India where we are providing social and emotional learning to over 2.5 million kids in India, right? Where we teach them happiness, we teach them gratitude, we teach them the power of communication, all at a very, very young age. So, you know, I love all the work that I do in India, and it brings me so much joy. But, you know, absolutely, if anybody's interested and really wants to help out on a much larger scale, please reach out to me on that for sure.
Absolutely. So thank you for that, AJ. Which this isn't really what this show is about, but I just like to give people a background on who they're listening to. So who is AJ Gupta, the person?
So I am love. I am filled with love. I am a human being that's been very blessed to be part of this beautiful planet. And my mission and passion is to make a difference in people's lives. You know, I've been blessed to be involved in personal development for over 21 years. My, you know, I love helping people, and I have a beautiful gift to do that. So, you know, that's what I do. And I live by that every single day. The more I can grow, the more I can give, the more I can help other people, the more fulfilled I am as well. And, you know, that's it. That's me.
Love. I love it, man. And, you know, I witness you show up every single day. And I know some days, man, you're just not in you, you know, and you show up anyway, and you have that beautiful smile, you have this great energy, you know what I mean? And somebody benefits from your presence every single day, and that is so awesome.
Man. Thank you, man.
So how do you define success?
My definition for success is waking up and just breathing, honestly. You know, it's as long as I'm making progress today, I'm successful. I used to have all these rules for success. And I remember it really hit me. One of the rules I had for success, which was in 2016, I said, when I have 6 figures in my bank account, that's when I'll be successful. And I remember the day that happened. I was 24 years old, and I was actually miserable that day, dude. Like, I mean, I, at that, in the moment, it was like, holy shit, like, that was really cool. And then, like, it was like, okay, but I'm still dealing with all the other problems, right? So, and that's when I realized that, you know, it's within. And, you know, any day that I'm alive, any day that I'm breathing, any day that I'm able to help someone or speak to a family member or just, you know, just be with myself, truly, because I love myself. I was just telling my dad this morning, I was like, dude, I mean, I love being around me. I could take 4 months off and just travel by myself because I've developed that relationship for myself with myself. So, you know, success is just me waking up and being able to have the ability to help someone.
So you did that though, right? You traveled the world at a young age, right?
Yeah. So we were very blessed that we were able to start traveling when we were kids. But after high school, I took a year off and traveled the entire world. So that's when my passion for traveling started. And you know, I've been blessed that I've hit 46 countries in my life, and most of those countries I've been to, you know, 5 or 6 times actually. So like I traveling is my life. I love it because I love meeting people. For me, I'm a people person, right? If you hadn't noticed, and I love meeting people. I love hearing and learning about their culture. I love to learn why they do what they do, right? You know, what drives someone in Cambodia to get up and do something versus someone in Michigan or someone in Thailand or someone in Australia. And I love meeting people. I love learning about their culture and you know, because it allows me to help other people, right? I can relate to people. So for example, in Clubhouse, right, we talk about building rapport, right? If I, when someone comes on, and I believe a couple months ago, some guy came on from Malaysia, I've had the privilege of, you know, not only being to Malaysia 3 or 4 times, but I've lived in Malaysia. So I can share with them, hey, I've lived in Malaysia and I speak a little bit of the language, and you build that connection. And being able to do that with, you know, over 1 billion, 2 billion people with an opportunity to create that is powerful. Yeah, right. Is. And when you look at it that way, you know, it adds more to your arsenal, and it adds more to the way you can communicate and ability to communicate.
That's awesome. So what drives you? What's your why?
My way is, you know, I don't want to see people suffer. That's my why. And I don't like to see that at all. And so whenever I'm able to help people, you know, even if it's the smallest thing, being able to help them is a huge thing, because I know that I've been through shit. Right. Yeah. I've been through so much crap, and there've been people in my life who have helped me. Right. And they did it for no reason other than unconditionally. Yeah. And so, you know, if someone did that to me and they got me out of situations that I never thought I could get out of, you know, it's my duty and honor to be able to do that for someone else.
Yeah.
Right. So, and that's my why. I love doing it. It's why not? Right. What else am I going to do? Like, you know, I mean, I love doing it. And so why not continue doing what you love?
I love that answer, AJ. So I know we talk about this a lot, but I'm trying to figure out a different word. I know you're good with language, so maybe you can help me with that. How has a failure or an apparent failure set you up for later success? And do you have a favorite failure?
Yeah, so one of my favorite ones that really, because I grew so much as a person after it, and it wasn't much of a failure per se, but it was, right? So it took me, I got a position with Tony Robbins. I got asked to join the team. About 3,000, I think, or 2,500 people apply for this position every year. And there's only 5 people that get this position. And I was actually asked to join. And so, you know, to be honest, like, you know, the first couple months or the first 2 months of getting into that job, it got into my head a little bit. I used to think, oh, I'm too good and blah, 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 until I received a phone call. And it was Tony's brother-in-law, and who was my boss at the time. And he literally said to me, he's like, if you continue doing what you're doing, you're no longer going to be with our company.
Wow.
Right. And I didn't get a 90-day notice. I didn't get a 30-day notice. I had 5 days. Right. If you don't step up your game in 5 days, you're leaving. And so I had to make a decision. And that I remember that day I was walking up the stairs. I lived on the third floor of this apartment building in Gurnee, Illinois. And I remember saying to myself, AJ, what are you going to do? You can choose to, you can continue choose to doing what you've always done, or you can choose to step up and ensure that this never happens again. And I said, I will not fail. I will not do it. And so I made a decision to step up, and I sent an email to the company. I said, look, I've got 5 meetings on my calendar for the next 5 days, right? And I want you to keep every single one of those meetings. And if I sell, you know, 10 tickets in those 5 meetings, then you don't take anything away from me. And if I don't sell 10 tickets, 2 per meeting, then you can take every single meeting away from me and I'll leave, right? Mm-hmm. And they emailed me back and they say, you have 2 meetings. So they took 3 out of the 5 and they said, you have 2. Yeah. And so I was like, all right. So I made a decision. I said, I there is no room for failure. I was like, I'm either I'm going to step up or I'm going to step up. That's it. And I did both of those meetings and I blew it out the park, right? It was insane, right? Yeah. I think I sold 8 or 9 tickets in just those 2 meetings. And since that day, they never took a meeting away from me. Wow. Right. That was the turning point. My psychology changed. I could have failed and it could have been a failure. Right. Because there were other speakers that received that same phone call that chose not to go down the path of stepping up and they left the company. Yeah. Right. But it was that mindset shift at that day and everything turned around. Since that day, within 3 months, I became the number one speaker in the company. Within 6 months, I had Tony Robbins, you know, sending me voice notes, telling me how amazing I was doing. And you know, every single platinum and high-end customer meeting was going to me, right? So, you know, that failures are great if we choose to learn the lesson, if we choose to create a new meaning from it and create a meaning that will inspire us and compel us to move forward, it could be one of the greatest days. And it was one of the greatest days.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's only a failure if you don't get the lesson. Anything else is just a lesson.
And if you keep telling yourself it's a failure, right? A lot of people, right, will understand that there's a lesson out of it and still say they failed, right? But there is no failure. Stop saying that that you failed. It's like, yo, I didn't fail. I may have failed in that moment, but this was the lesson I learned, right? And instead of saying I failed 3 times, there was 3 experiences that I had that I was able to learn many lessons from. Yeah. And that changes your psychology as well, because then it's like, then when the next opportunity comes up, then it's like your brain's not going to say, okay, I could potentially fail. Your brain's like, okay, even if I don't succeed, I know I will grow tremendously as a human being. Yeah. And that is so exciting.
Absolutely. That's why we're here right now. Cause I did that. Right. Yeah. If I fail, whatever, man, like, we'll, you know, so what is one of the best or most worthwhile investments you've ever made? Could be an investment of money, energy, time, et cetera.
Yeah. So the best investment, so financially would be, one is myself, like investing in yourself, not just, you know, educationally by going to events, by reading books, but, you know, you have to invest time in yourself by, you know, by loving yourself, by taking care of your body emotionally, spiritually, you know, mentally and emotionally. You have to take care of yourself first, right? And time is the most valuable thing in the world. So spending time, carving out time for yourself is, you know, the best investment you can make for yourself. And most people actually don't make that investment because they think that they could be using that time to do something else that will bring them financial ROI, but then they end up using all that money to fix their body or fix their relationship or fix all of that other shit, right?
Yeah.
So that's number one. And I've put in so much sweat equity in myself, if that makes sense. Yeah. A ridiculous amount of sweat equity, right? And it pays off. Every year I get dividends by you know, just by me becoming a better individual, things show up, right? So that's number one. We do get dividends in ourselves when we put time and energy in ourselves, right? That's powerful. Second would be Tony Robbins. Going to one of his live events was one of the best investments I did. And I continue to make those investments. I'm going in November, right? Even though I've been to 20, maybe 25 Tony Robbins, Unleash the Power Within It. That's only his first event. His second event, I've been to six of those, and then Business Mastery and all his other events, because the learning never stops, right? So whenever there is an opportunity, step up and take it. That's what I've always learned, right? And create the opportunity. So the best investment is to create that mindset for yourself to always invest, to always look at, keep like, you know, building and growing and becoming a better version of you.
Yes, I love it, man. I love it. Okay, so what small act of kindness were you once shown that you'll never forget?
There's quite a few of them, but one of them that I talk about is, you know, I love traveling. Traveling is my passion. I absolutely love it. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I used to take quite a number of flights, you know, 70 to 90 flights a year. And so me going in, a lot,
that's, you know, a lot.
Every 3 days I was on a flight, and I love the whole process, right? I love packing. Mm-hmm. I love taking the Ubers or getting dropped off at the airport. I love checking in. I love going to the lounge. Like for me, it's I have a pattern that I love sticking to. And one day I was at Orlando International Airport and I was waiting in line for Starbucks. And it was my turn, and I ordered a like double espresso, for example, and she said it was $2.68 or whatever the cost is. And I remember I had my wallet in my backpack, so I took my backpack off and I was put the backpack on my carry on, and I may have been taking a little bit longer than usual, but all of a sudden the lady behind me just stepped up and said, "Don't worry, I got it." And she tapped her phone or, you know, did whatever she did on the keypad. Yeah. And before I could even say, no, wait, hold on, she'd already done it. And I said to myself, oh, that's very kind of you. Right. Yeah. But there was no interaction after that. Right. There was no like, oh, don't worry, it's totally cool. You know, it was just like she went straight for the order.
Yeah.
Right. So in my head, I'm thinking like, why the hell did she do this? Like, you know. Did she like, maybe she was in a hurry, maybe I was actually taking a long longer than I thought, you know, all of this stuff was going through my head, because very few people do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Right. And so my coffee comes and I'm, you know, get the coffee and I see her waiting for a coffee. She has like, you know, headphones in, and in my head all I'm thinking is, why did she do that? 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 Why, you know? And then I sit down, I get my coffee, I sit down at my gate, and then I call my sister and I said, dude, guess what just happened? And she's like, what happened? I was like, this lady just paid for my coffee and I don't know why she did it. You know, maybe she was in a hurry, you know, all of this stuff. I just kept on playing the same message over and over again. And then I see her sitting at the opposite side of the gate, right? Mm-hmm. Then I was like, okay, well, maybe she's on the same plane as me and our plane doesn't leave for another half an hour. Like, it can't be that she's not in a hurry. You know, what's going on, right? So anyway, long story short, they start boarding the plane. I get on the plane and the first person I see when you get on the plane, the hostess, is that woman. And I was like, no way, right? I used some adjectives and I was like, you know, and I put myself there. I was like, it's you. And she's like, it's me. And I was like, why did you buy me the coffee? And she said, because you had a great smile.
And I was like,
no way. And she's like, yeah, you just had a great smile and I just wanted to buy you a coffee. And all that time, 45 minutes, all I could think of is, why is this random woman buying me a coffee? Right? And she did it just because out of the kindness of her heart.
Yeah.
And so it allowed me to receive, right? You know, because my dad's always talking about receiving. So in that moment, I received. And then that moment, I really appreciated how it feels for someone to do that to someone.
Yeah.
And then it allows me to be able to do that for more and more people.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. And it stuck with you like that, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why you were like so focused on the why of it, right? Especially you give all the time, like that's all you do.
Yeah, and my nature was to like, I wanted to give something back to her. I was like, like, shit, you know, but it was, you have to receive, you know?
I love it. So in the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
What new belief?
Behavior or habit has most improved your life?
In the last 5 years?
Yep.
So I've been doing it quite consistently for a number of years, but I think in the last 5 years, one of the biggest things is my daily juicing. Like, and I've had a lot of health problems in the past, and I truly believe that that daily habit of juicing and drinking water have really, really created and allowed me to do what I love doing as well, but given me the energy to do what I love to do. So that is definitely has been really important. But in terms of a new belief, I think one first belief that came to my head is, if it's not me, then who else is it going to be? And the thought of anybody else doing it really like pisses me off. And so I say to myself, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, I have to do it and I get to do it. And why not? If not now, then when? You know, so really that belief allows me to take even more action, step up even more, because, you know, there are a lot of times where I don't feel like doing anything because, you know, I get lazy, right? It is normal, but, you know, you have to step up, and especially in those times where you have to step up, you have to step up. And really that belief of, if it's not me who's doing it, it's who else is it going to be? And most probably, if it's not me, nobody else is going to do it. And if they do it, it's not going to be as good or as great of a level quality as if I do it myself.
And I love that, man. And because of that mindset right there, like, I mean, I know 10 people in my immediate circle that have benefited from you saying, if not me, then who? You know what I'm saying? And so I definitely honor you for that salute, brother, because there's a level of discipline that takes that is rare for anyone, even great people. You know what I mean? So hats off to you for that.
Thank you.
What advice would you give to a kid that's about to enter the real world?
So into the real world, when they enter the real world, as soon as they're born, technically. So, I mean, are we talking about after high school? Or
yeah.
Are we talking
after high school, after college, somebody getting ready to go into adulthood or, the, you know, their careers. Or not careers.
Yeah, I would say to them to choose who you listen to, okay? Listen to everybody, but choose who you want to receive and actually take information from. But then also do the right thing and follow your heart. That's what I would say. Because we live in a world, honestly, now where we can do and achieve anything, right? We can literally pay $250,000 and go to space now, right? So there's nothing that we can't do. So, and there's no stupid idea. And we live in a world where, you know, anything is possible. So a piece of advice I would give to someone that's entering the real world is, you know, follow your heart, do what make your passion your profession, do what you absolutely love doing. And if you could find a way where you can add so much value to someone's life, right? Find someone who's adding value to someone's life, add even more value, charge them less, and you will be successful. And if you can find a way to do that consistently, you will always be in business.
Wow. I love it. So I don't know if y'all caught that, but if you find somebody that's adding value, find a way that you can add the same value, figure out
even more value.
Even more value. There you go. Even more value.
Same amount of value and even more value and charge less or charge the same, right? But deliver that consistently, under promise and over deliver, and you'll always be in business.
Yeah, love that. Great answer. So our mantra here at Deeply Rooted is kill the ego, ignite the soul.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you?
Stay in your head, you're dead. Go in your heart, you're alive and vibrant.
That's one of the first things I got from you, man. You said, Tony, if you're in your head, you're dead, man. Stop living in your head. and live from your heart. And that's exactly what that means.
So true.
Well, we all have this moment in our journeys where we want to call it quits, when we're at our lowest, so to speak. When you reach that path or reach that point on your own path, how did you fight through it and what kept you going?
Yeah, so that you have to create and ensure that you have a compelling future. Focus on the truth, focus on the real difference that you're here to make. Yeah. And shed so much light and love into that vision, and that will help you get out of it. And then also, if you are in the deepest, darkest moments in your life, you know, firstly acknowledge that you are, and understand that if you're still truly alive and see things as they are, then understand that there's only one way up now. And in order for you to really experience all the beautiful things life have to offer, we have to experience the darkness. And with the right psychology, with the right mindset, with the right tools and technologies, and with the right mind, you know, everything, there is ways to get out of it, and know that you will and can get out of it. Right. So that was the biggest thing for me. Right. Mm-hmm. And having a support system around me was so, so important. Having people around you that you trust is so, so important as well. But, you know, understand that the past, no matter what has happened in the past, it doesn't have to equal your future unless you choose to live there. And it is a choice. Everyone has a choice. And once we choose to step out of that, once we decide to marry the truth and step into our greatness, it'll get us out of that situation. And when we take, all we have to do is start thinking slightly differently. And once you get out of that one situation, it'll open doors to something else. Then you can start thinking clearer and clearer and just take one step at a time.
Yeah. So, I mean, you say it all the time, 1% growth every day, right? That's the mission. And who can't grow 1% every day, no matter how low you are or where you're at in your journey, you know? And I keep hearing Anil, I keep hearing him say, everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it's not the end.
Absolutely.
So remember that as well.
Yeah, that's so true.
Okay, so when you feel overwhelmed or unfocused or have lost your focus temporarily, what do you do?
So if I lose my focus temporarily, so I do lose my focus, and it doesn't last long though, because I've developed patterns and habits. Like I ask myself, okay, like, what are you focusing on? What should you be focusing on? What do you need to do? Sometimes I want to take a couple hours off. Sometimes I want to take a day off and just say, okay, what do I need? Right. But then, you know, I've trained myself to ask myself questions like, okay, what is the most important thing to do right now? What do I really need to do? I see things as they are, not better than they are or worse than they are. Because sometimes when we take our focus off and we start telling ourselves that we're not really focusing, and then when we actually ask ourselves, what are we really focusing on? We are actually focusing on something that we should be focusing on. But maybe it's not to the level that we wanted to, and we have to, you know, stop beating ourselves up. Or sometimes we've been focusing on the wrong thing. And when we ask up, we have to check in and ask ourselves, what do we need to focus on? Sometimes we just need to shift 1 or 2 degrees, right? So it's really that constant question. You know, I ask myself strong quality questions, because the quality of the questions you ask yourself will determine the quality of the answers that you get. Mm-hmm. And you can create and ask yourself questions that will give you and yield positive, beautiful, creative, compelling answers.
And so in a nutshell, increase the quality of your questions. Keep asking questions until you, there's no more, until you get to the root of it, right?
Like I was talking to someone today, and they were like, you know, I don't know why I always get sick, right? Mm-hmm. And I say, what do you ask yourself? And they're like, why do I get sick? No exaggeration, 12 years they've been getting sick on and off. And they keep asking themselves, why do I get sick? Why do I get sick? Why do I get sick for 12 years? And I said to them, Have you ever asked yourself, how can you get more healthy?
Right, yeah.
It was like a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my head, I'm like, duh, but I get it. People don't, you know, it's just a pattern. It's a behavior. Yeah. You have to break it.
Yeah.
Right. How can I be more healthy? How can I get more energy into my body right now so I can love my kids even more? That's a better question than why am I sluggish? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. So if you could have a gigantic billboard that the whole world would see, with anything on it, what would it say and why? Could be a few words or a paragraph.
A few words or a paragraph?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So I would just write a couple different things. One is, for anything in your life to change, you must change.
Love
okay. I would say the secret to living is giving. The more we can love and give without wanting anything in return, the more beautiful our life becomes.
Yeah.
I think those would be the top two things.
I love both of those.
Yeah.
So AJ, like what's your mission, man? Like what do you see as the best case scenario for your life? Like if you're looking back, like what is your mission? What do you want to do, man? I was gonna say, outside of helping people, because I know that's what you want to do, right? But like what does it look like? What at the end for you?
Yeah, I mean, ideally it's really like it all involves around helping people, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, I would want to build my own school, a K-12 school, and have my own university, where I pick and choose, you know, I build all the curriculum, and then, you know, we have students from all around the world, and just give them every single resource that they have to become the best version of themselves and create leaders of leaders. Another thing I wanted to do was I wanted to build a resort, like a 5 or 6 star resort. But, you know, I've traveled all around the world, and I've had the privilege of meeting some amazing, amazing individuals, right? People who literally live and give unconditionally, right? Yeah. Whether they're the door greeters at a hotel or they're a server at a restaurant. Just like recently when I was in Costa Rica, I went to this Indian restaurant, and one of the servers at the Indian restaurant, you know, he migrated from India. He's 24 years old. He was one of the kindest, most beautiful human beings I've ever met. Right. So I want to, and he has a passion for the food industry. Right. Mm-hmm. So I want to actually build and create a hotel that brings all of the most beautiful people that I've come across and through referrals into this hotel and create an experience for our guests where it's literally they walk in and they don't have to worry about anything ever. Right. From the moment they walk in to the moment they leave and they feel like they're at home. Right. And then have everything, you know, just something like that's one of my things I really want to do.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, build, you know, just build schools, build like a hospital would be great to build more infrastructure and things like that. Yeah.
It's awesome, man. And some of those, I mean, you're doing a lot of that stuff, right? So, but I understand like, and if anybody can do it, bro, I believe you can. And
I will.
As soon as you say that you're going to do it, it might as well be done. So one last question. And, you know, because of my music background, I always have to ask this question. What song would you consider to be the soundtrack to your life? Or is there a song that you turn to for strength or encouragement?
Oh, yeah. So Remember the Name. Mm-hmm. Is one of my favorite songs, Fort Minor. Okay. I love You Lose Yourself by Eminem. Mm-hmm. And then I also love I'm Not Afraid by Eminem. Those awesome. Are my top three songs.
Dope. I love all of those.
Yeah.
So AJ, man, I know you do a lot And I know there's always, you know, a message that you might want to get out here. So I want to leave the floor to you for a minute. And, you know, for anything, any message that you want to get across or anything that you want to say, man.
Yeah, no, that's great, man. No, today has been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, just keep learning and growing, my friends, wherever you are. Even if you don't come back to this channel, you don't come back and see me, you don't come back and see Tony, you know, just understand that at the end of the day, you are in control of your life. If you want anything in your life to change, if you want your relationships to change, your health to change, your finances to change, your mindset, anything in your life to change, you have to change, because you take you everywhere. The only person that's going to be with you in 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 60 years from now, it's not your parents, it's not your brothers, it's not your sisters, it's not your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, it's you, period. So if you know that, become the best version of you, grow every single day, work on you every single day, because progress equals happiness. And as long as we're making progress, because it doesn't matter what happens to you in life, it's who you become. Mm. And you could, you know, some of you have been through absolute hell and back, and that's totally cool. You wouldn't be where you are today if it wasn't for those things that have happened to you, for you. And understand that you will go through even more hell in the future. It's part of life. I know I will, Tony, you will too, yeah. Right? But if you know you're going to go through that, why not be prepared? Be prepared every single day, and you can prepare yourself every single day by setting it as a routine in your schedule every single day.
Love it, man. Yeah. Love it. Man, AJ, I love you, brother. Thank you so much, man. Send my best. I'll see you guys in the morning.
Absolutely. It's going to be Tuesday, not tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because of the holiday. So I'll see you on Tuesday. Enjoy your day off. And again, I can't thank you enough, man. So,
of course. And I'll see you on the Daily Dose anyway. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Have a good one, brother. Thank you.
Take care, brother. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, man. So that was great, just like I knew it would be. If you didn't learn something from that, I don't know what we're doing here, man. So check this out. Season 4, I got to get a little bit more proactive about, go to the website, deeplyrootedshow.com. Check us out on Instagram, The Deeply Rooted Show. Check us out in the group. So I love y'all, man. This has been awesome. What a great way to start off. And next week, you know, we have an amazing artist, like one of the most amazing artists. And she's from the UK. So I look forward to that. Everyone enjoy their holidays, man. Deeply Rooted. We just went deep. Peace, y'all.